Teachers in North Carolina are going without a pay raise until at least next year. That's after the General Assembly and the governor couldn't come to an agreement on a budget or even a so-called mini-budget focused on teacher pay. Goldell Charco reports.
The Republican-led General Assembly did send a teacher pay raise bill to the governor, but Cooper called those raises paltry and vetoed the bill. The legislature's proposed raise would have been 3.9% over 2 years. The governor wanted raises around 9%. After Cooper vetoed the bill, the legislature declined to negotiate a higher rate. The next week, it adjourned without passing a budget. Shortly after, several dozen teachers at Jordan High School in Durham gathered near the road before class to protest.
One, we want a budget, two, and smaller classes, three, a little bit louder, four, more.
It was one of many protests on different days at schools across the state. Others occurred in Charlotte, Mecklenburg, Buncombe County, and Asheville City Schools, among others.
We want a budget, two.
Dominique Bogery is a social studies teacher at Jordan High School. She says demonstrations like this one show just how dire the situation is for teachers and for education funding.
I would say that the strike is likely coming. It's just a matter of time.
Bogery knows that teachers in North Carolina are legally prohibited from striking. She blames politics for the stalemate.
So I would say the politicization of teachers in schools is probably what is to blame. As people use the school budgets and the state budgets as like political fodder, that's exactly why we don't have any of these things.
Some teachers, like Jonathan Plesser, are more specific. He blames the legislature directly.
I'm out here rallying for the General Assembly to do their job, pass a budget, and fund our schools.
But other teachers think there's enough blame to go around. Andrew Summers stands in the back of a pickup truck holding an American flag.
When Democrats are in power, teachers got screwed. Republicans in power, teachers get screwed. People have to be aware of that. It's a culture of just take teachers and public school for granted. They got to stop. I've never demonstrated before. I'm here now.
The North Carolina Association of Educators is the largest teacher advocacy group in the state. NCAE leaders say they support Cooper's veto and want the legislature to negotiate a higher pay raise. Todd Warren is the district leader of the NCAE in Guilford County, and he says it's fair to blame one person, the Republican leader of the Senate.
I would say, you know, Phil Berger specifically bears responsibility.
But Warren says he thinks it's the governor's turn to step up and call for a special session to get this budget passed.
But even if he does that, then the legislators have to come back and negotiate a budget in good faith. You know, we're still holding out for that opportunity. They say they're going to return in January. I think that's too long.
There's been no statewide poll of teachers to accurately gauge who they blame. I posed the question to a Facebook group of teachers, and a large majority of respondents blamed Republican Senate leader Phil Berger. There are also other parts of the state's education costs that aren't funded because there's no budget. Among them, construction projects, curriculum changes, and expanding the Teaching Fellows program. Coldell Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.